Mormonism 101 for Teens is a valuable resource for anyone wanting a simplified view of the Mormon religion from a Christian perspective. Mormonism 101 for Teens is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City or mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Should the Mormon doctrine of repentance be looked upon as a joy, or is it in fact a burden? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Today we continue looking at a conference message given by Dallin H. Oaks, who is a member of the First Presidency. He's first counselor in the First Presidency. This was a message that he gave on Sunday afternoon, April 7th, 2019, titled Cleansed by Repentance. And yesterday we gave you the introduction to this talk. The question that I asked at the beginning of the show is one that comes up in his conference message. And so as we go through this, I want you to be thinking about that. Is the Mormon definition of repentance really something that should be looked upon with joy, or is it in fact a burden? And you're going to see why I want you to be thinking about that as we go through what he says.
On page 92, he says, "My message today is one of hope for all of us, including those who have lost their membership in the church by excommunication or name removal. We are all sinners who can be cleansed by repentance. Elder Russell M. Nelson taught, quote, to repent from sin is not easy, but the prize is worth the price."
Now, why do you think he would say that? Why would Russell M. Nelson make that statement, to repent from sin is not easy? I would say it's not just not easy in the context of Mormonism, but repentance, the way it's defined by the LDS Church, is impossible.
Right.
Impossible. And that's why I asked that question at the beginning of the show when we move into the next paragraph. What does he say there?
Repentance begins with our Savior, and it is a joy, not a burden. In last December's Christmas devotional, President Nelson taught, quote, true repentance is not an event. It is a never-ending privilege. It is fundamental to progression and having peace of mind, comfort, and joy, end quote.
Now, it's fundamental for a Latter-day Saint to have peace of mind, comfort, and joy. Now, see, I would not say that my repentance is what brings me comfort and joy. I would say it's my justification that brings me comfort and joy, because I have, in fact, been justified because of what Christ did for me.
Bill, in Romans 5:1, you quoted it yesterday. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And that's something I think a lot of Latter-day Saints don't really enjoy, the peace of God that passes all understanding, as Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 2.
Well, if my cleansing from sin is dependent upon my ability to repent according to the Mormon definition, that is confessing and forsaking that sin, never to do it again, and that's how they've defined it, how could I find joy in that, knowing that I have not been able to do that in every area of my life? And yet, you have Spencer W. Kimball, the 12th president of the church, who you mentioned yesterday, was saying that repentance has to go into every area of the Latter-day Saint's life. If it doesn't, it's as if it didn't exist really at all. You're not going to be exalted unless it does go into every area of your life. So when he quotes Nelson saying that true repentance is not an event, it is a never-ending privilege, with that part, I would agree. Although I think it is an event when we come to faith in what Christ did for us, there is certainly a repentance at that point when we recognize that we are in fact sinners deserving of God's just condemnation, realizing we turn away from that sin that caused that condemnation. And certainly we are going to try not to do that again, but it's not based on a 100% success rate. And that's the way the LDS people have been taught. You've got to be 100% successful at this by the end of your life if you hope to achieve the benefits of celestial exaltation. Nobody is doing that in the LDS Church. And I've said it many times. I've never met a Latter-day Saint who has met all of the requirements in order to be exalted in the next life. None of them have done that. And I would go so far as to say not even Dallin H. Oaks has done that.
Well, look at what he says in the next paragraph. Some of the greatest teachings on repentance are in Alma's Book of Mormon sermon to members of the church, whom he later described as having been in a state of much unbelief, lifted up in pride, and with heart set upon riches and the vain things of the world. He's taking that from Alma 7, verse 6. Each member of this restored church has much to learn from Alma's inspired teachings. I notice that word pride there, Bill, lifted up in pride. How hard is it for a person to be able to do what it says a few chapters earlier in Alma chapter 5, verses 27 and 28? Let me read these verses. Have ye walked, keeping yourselves blameless before God? Could ye say, if ye were called to die at this time within yourselves, that ye have been sufficiently humble, that your garments have been cleansed and made white through the blood of Christ, who will come to redeem his people from their sins? Behold, are ye stripped of pride? I say unto you, if ye are not prepared to meet God. Behold, ye must prepare quickly, for the kingdom of heaven is soon at hand, and such an one hath not eternal life.
I wonder how many Latter-day Saints read those passages from Alma chapter 5 in the Book of Mormon and just kind of glide over them and not ponder the seriousness of those words. Again, words have meaning. If you're not stripped of pride, you're not prepared. You're not prepared. And how many Latter-day Saints do we come across that certainly do show a little bit of arrogance based on, hey, I'm a Latter-day Saint. I'm university level. You're high school level.
Think about the temple interview that takes place when somebody's trying to get a recommend to be admitted into the temple. What is it that they have to do? They have to go through and explain how worthy they are to be able to enter in to do the work they need for themselves as well as for their deceased ancestors. I think right there, that is not being stripped of pride when you say, I have done this, I have done that, I have not had coffee, I have not had alcohol. Those are things that I think go right against what Alma chapter 5 is talking about.
It goes on in the next paragraph. Dallin Oaks says, we begin with faith in Jesus Christ because, quote, it is he that cometh to take away the sins of the world, citing from Alma 5:48. Now, that's interesting. We begin with faith in Jesus Christ. Now, we would say, according to what we read in the Bible, it begins with faith in Jesus Christ. Absolutely. No doubt about that. But see, as Christians, we look at that faith in Christ as giving us that forgiveness of sins that we so need. But Dallin Oaks isn't saying that. We would say that we are justified by our faith. That's what forgives us of our sins. But that's not what Oaks is going to say later on in this talk. It's based on this repentance, this never-ending privilege that he cites earlier. But that's not what we read in the New Testament. We're certainly not downplaying the need for repentance, but that, as they have implied, is a part of our sanctification. It comes after we have been justified. He says, we must repent because, as Alma taught, except you repent, you can in no wise inherit the kingdom of heaven. Repentance is an essential part of God's plan because all would sin in our mortal experience and be cut off from God's presence. Man could not be saved without repentance, citing Alma 5:31 and Helaman 12:22. What would you say to that, Eric? I mean, we're not saying that repentance isn't important in the life of the Christian. It most certainly is, but we don't define it the same way.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday. We're justified by faith, and faith alone. It's not by works of the law, according to Romans chapter 3.
Well, in the next paragraph, I think he really brings out a problem area in this theology. What does he say?
This has been taught from the beginning. The Lord commanded Adam, quote, teach it unto your children that all men everywhere must repent, or they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God, for no unclean thing can dwell there or dwell in his presence, end quote. And that's from Moses chapter 6, verse 57 in the Pearl of Great Price. We must repent of all our sins, all of our actions or inactions contrary to the commandments of God. No one is exempt.
Okay. Based on that line that you just read, do you find a lot of joy in that?
No.
We must repent of all our sins, all of our actions or inactions contrary to the commandments of God. Now, if you're a Latter-day Saint listening to this right now, you ask yourself, have you done that? Have you repented, confessed, and forsook all of your sins? Have you confessed and forsook all of your actions or inactions contrary to the commandments of God? No one is exempt. How in the world can you find that the Mormon doctrine of repentance is a joy and not a burden, as Oak said earlier, and then have him say that?
Yeah.
I don't know how you could not see that as a burden, and I certainly would not find joy in that kind of a proposition. It's not that I don't want to live a life that glorifies my Savior, but when he says we must repent of all our sins, and remember, we're using the definition that Mormons use. I remember years ago, and I feel bad for this conversation I had with a young missionary, but we were discussing this very issue of repentance, and he had asked me if I felt that repentance was necessary in order to be saved. And I told him no, but the way I said it was in the context of what he was telling me repentance is. That's what I meant. And I felt bad that after our conversation ended, I looked back on that thinking, oh man, he must have thought that I didn't think repentance was important at all. And certainly from my definition of it, it is important. But I was talking in the context of his definition.
Right.
And I don't think I made myself clear enough. And I always felt bad that conversation ended that way. If I had it to do over again, I would be much more clearer in what I meant. Certainly, I think repentance is important, but not the Mormon definition of it.
I think you're right on that. And repentance is a work. And I think that kind of conversation happens regularly when you're talking to Latter-day Saints, when you're talking about saved by grace alone and not by works. And so a lot of Latter-day Saints, if you don't finish that thought, that a lot of Latter-day Saints are going to take you as saying that works are important. So I think when I quote Ephesians 2:8-9, I like to quote verse 10 as well. We are created to do good works. He prepared for us before we were even created. So I think we need to finish that kind of a conversation. This is a good example in the story that you just told.
Tomorrow we're going to continue looking at Dallin H. Oaks' conference message titled Cleansed by Repentance.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Did you know that this year marks the 40th anniversary of Mormonism Research Ministry? All of us at MRM want to thank those of you who have faithfully supported our efforts to educate the body of Christ about the differences between Mormonism and Christianity, as well as sharing God's grace with the Mormon people. If you would like to give a special anniversary gift to further our efforts here at MRM, simply click the donate button on our homepage at mrm.org. Your support, as always, is greatly appreciated.